Morning, happy Mother's Day to every mother out there. God knows you've got a job I would never want. Amen. God bless every mother on the planet. You are super duper people. You are extraordinary. And I give God praise for every mother. Amen. Especially for those that are doing it without any help, without a spouse. Without a companion to help them, and you're raising children single-handedly. It's a job for those that have just one, but it is a ginormous responsibility when you have one and more than one. So we just lift up the name of Jesus on your behalf, and we're praying for your strength that you will continue, because children, believe it or not, even when they're being disobedient, children are gifts from God. Yes. And it is our responsibility to prepare them for the work of God. Y'all follow me? They're not just here to help write off the taxes. They are here. It is your responsibility to train them in the way that they should go. The Bible says, so when they're old, they will not depart from it. It will always be in there, even if they depart from the path. That the word of God that you planted in them when they first got here will always be in them. And God will always be able to hopefully awaken his spirit that's in him and the knowledge that you put in them regarding him. So it is your job to prepare your child to be a servant of the living God, teaching that child who God is, what God desires, what God wants from us, and the things that we can expect from God. It's a big deal. And when you fail to do that, you are doing your children a disservice. And you're responsible, you have to answer to God for what you did and did not do for that child. Amen. So every parent, especially mothers, every parent has a great big job. The mothers obviously have the greatest because they have to actually give birth to the child. Mm-hmm. Amen. So, because I don't know a man on the planet in their right mind that want to do that. So that's something that women do that's much greater than anything that a man could do in regards to that. So we give honor and we praise God for all the mothers. I want to thank God for George and Sherry Van Rijn. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce that last name. Well, George and Sally Van R. Thank you so much. I got it this morning. God bless you in the name of Jesus. I appreciate it so much. Amen. I want to talk. We're still praying for Robert Violet for the loss of his son. Amen. Obviously, we can't pray for the son because he's already in eternity, and so that's we have. There's nothing we can do once they leave this atmosphere. But we're still praying for the family and for Robert, because Robert is absolutely a member of the S4C Global family, a member of this house. And so we want to pray his strength in the Lord. I want to pray for Iva Joe. Amen. Praise report. Thank you, Iva. The kid, she said, kids are fine as they have no
Scabies.
Praise report. Woohoo! Yeah. Amen. That is a praise report. That's a big deal. I just found out what that is, and that's a big deal. And you've got more than one child, and you know when one kid gets something, they all get it. You know, and then sometimes it take a year to get it out of the house, because every time one gets rid of it, the other one get it, and one gets rid of it. Well, it feels like a year. And all, you know, so praise God for your principle, and thank you for letting us know. We appreciate that. Amen. We want to pray for Sarah T, diagnosed with lupus.
Joni was diagnosed with lupus.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sarah. Joni diagnosed lupus. We want to keep her lifted up in prayer because we have someone with lupus. Remember, and that's
autoimmune disease.
Autoimmune disease. Okay, it's a big deal. It's a real big deal. So we're gonna be praying for Joni, amen. And Siwa, lacking sleep and feels like she can't breathe. I'm wondering if that's a panic attack. Because when I was much younger, I used to have panic attacks. And this is some of the stuff that came along with it. Make you feel like you're having a heart attack, you can't breathe, And it's not necessarily a physical thing. It could be a mental thing or spiritual thing, the atmosphere. It's not something it's possible that it's not something physically wrong, but there's some emotional stress that's causing your body to react. And so I don't know if that's what it is, but I'm just saying it could be. And so we want to keep you lifted up in prayer too. And I'm telling you, the best way to fight, the best way I found to fight that is to bury yourself in God. To bury it is to separate yourself as much as you can from the sources that could be causing those issues. And just bury yourself in God. What do I mean by bury? I mean, fill your days and your mind with God and thoughts of God. Fill your heart with God and just, I know you might think it's easier said than done. It's not something that, it's a lifestyle that you have to learn.
It's intentional.
Thank you, it's intentional. You have to, when you feel that you're getting, when things are getting out of hand, when you feel like the stress, because I don't care how saved you are, you're still living in a stressful atmosphere, in a sinful world. You're living in an atmosphere that carries a lot of energy and a lot of stress. And you need to be able to channel that somewhere. And sometimes you don't have anybody that you can talk to. Somebody, you don't have anybody that will minister to you. Sometimes you don't have anybody that you can actually run to that will bless you and help you. And so you may just have to fight this battle just you and God. Yeah. You may only be able to communicate fully to God. You may not have a mom or a dad or brothers or sisters that you can talk to, whether they've gone on to meet the Lord or whether you're just not in that kind of relationship yet. You might not have anybody that you can actually talk to and will minister to you and that will help you. You might be in a crazy atmosphere and people are just nutty as a fruitcake and you're just better off by yourself. You know, there's a lot of atmospheres like that. And sometimes God will allow those things to happen so you can come to Him. And so the way I was able to be delivered from it and to be healed was to give it all to God. I took it to God. I buried my face in God's hands and I just prayed and I prayed and I worshiped Him and I talked to Him and I expressed to Him everything that was bothering me, everything that was stressful to me, everything that was a concern to me. Even though He knew it, it was somebody I could talk to that would not tell my business and that would not criticize me for having issues. I'm telling you, if you can find a way to give it to God and let God lead you, God can deliver you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, He delivered me. He can deliver you. Amen. Hallelujah. And Adam S.
Yes.
Mariner's disease, and just a list of things, fullness, pressure, headaches, dizziness, vertigo, hearing loss. I know some of these we went over last week, but I it's still worth going over again. All these, this, we need to keep Adam lifted up, because that's something that's a big deal, because it almost immobilizes you where you just can't function. You know, and we're going to keep you in prayer. We're going to keep you lifted up, because I'm going to be praying on the new prayer list that we get this week from the chat room. And I'm going to continue to pray over the people in this prayer list from last week. Vicky L., my daughter, 34 weeks pregnant, and she fell on her side. I remember we prayed for her last week, right? We're still praying. Vicky, if you can give us an update on your daughter, we would appreciate that very much. And the baby, how are her and the baby doing? Please let us know. Cheryl C., my cousin, the Facebook marriage, okay. And so we want to be praying for that family, because if I'm not mistaken, that family was, witchcraft was a part of that family, its atmosphere, right? Do I have that right? Witchcraft a part of the family atmosphere, and we're praying for the family and the children. Good morning, Mother. We're praying for the children We're praying for everybody now. And Sherry came out. And so we're praying for the children. Amen. We're praying for the children and for her family and for Sherry. Amen. Okay, so that's it for last week. And so we're gonna definitely keep you lifted up so that God can so that God can heal and deliver you. I also want to remind you that we have the new 101 books that have been revised. Awesome material in the 101 books about, I didn't take anything out, I just added more about mental healing. Thank God for Vicky, not Vicky, but for Lisa. She sent me lots and lots of information. So mental healing and for physical healing, scriptures and things. So I will be happy to send you a PDF or send you a hard copy. Also, I added, who is Satan? Satan in the scriptures. You need to know who your enemy is. You need to know who you're fighting. You need to know what this battle is all about. And so all that stuff, Satan is not a deity. All this stuff, you need to know who your enemy is. And we will glad, and we're not sending it to you for $19.95. Amen. You don't have to send an offering, and you don't have to, any amount of offering, you don't have to send anything except your name and where to send it. If you want, I'll happily send you a PDF, and you can print up as many as you want and give them to whoever the Lord leads you to. This is, we're not marketing, selling, renting, leasing, this, you know, get, trying to profit off of God's stuff. We freely you receive, freely you give. Amen. All right, Pastor Nicole, what you got?
Iva Jo, she just, I am just over the
chat. Iva Jo?
We're one with the five children.
Yes, it was scabies.
They return.
What?
Yes, and it's stressing her out. And so there are, I don't know if she's done a little bit of research,
mm-hmm.
but you actually have to do something in the entire house to get rid of them.
Oh, it's kind of like when you have fleas in the house.
Yeah.
You give them in one area and they just go somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, there's a treatment on the skin as well as the house, like washing all the linen, spraying through the house because it lives throughout the house. It's kind of like dust mites.
Oh.
So maybe even having, looking to see like a maid service to come in and do a deep cleaning or something.
Yeah.
While she's treating the children. But it's stressful because, of course, the kids are irritated. Mm-hmm. And all they get five of them.
Five
and,
kids.
And possibly her. She didn't mention it, but it is something that easily transmitted.
Yeah.
It's very stressful. So there's a few things that, you know, will need to be done. But just praying for her that she keeps her mind so that she can do what needs to be done for her and her family.
Yeah. So what's her name again?
Iva Jo.
So Iva Jo, so listen, if you need somebody to talk to, if you need somebody to help talk to you and kind of help sell to you that, let us know. We have people that will be glad to talk to you, that will help minister to you, because sometimes you feel like you're in this by yourself, and that makes it even worse. Because it's like I have nobody to turn to, nobody I can talk to, or nobody I trust that I can talk to without, you know, all the extra elements, you know. Right. And so let us know if you need somebody to talk to you and to help pray with you in the spirit. Let us know. We're your family. We're here. And we're going to be praying for your family. Give me your name again.
Iva Jo.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Iva Jo and all of her children. We're praying healing and deliverance over that house. And Father, whatever that pest is that's tormenting that family, you are able to move it away from them in the name of Jesus. Give her the wisdom, the provisions, the knowledge, and the understanding of how to bring healing on her household in the name of Jesus. We're praying for healing, absolute and complete healing over her household. And whatever it is that we can do to help in that, according to your will, let it be so in the name of Jesus. Help her to understand she is not alone and that she does have family that will help bring about the change that she needs in her home to bring about peace. Whatever is necessary, Lord, let it be so. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, amen, 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 and amen. Amen. And we also have communion today, too. Amen. All right.
Amen. Michelle is asking for prayer of deliverance for herself and her friends. She listed her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Phyllis, Damon, Ava, Marsh, Mr. Avi Marsh, March, and Mr. Chima, Kate, and Shantae Wilson.
Okay. And she said, and the prayers
prayer
for
of deliverance.
Deliverance. All right. We can do that. We can do that. Amen. I need you to, first of all, what's her name? So that's six
Michelle.
People all together.
That is
her plus five.
Seven people.
Seven people? Mm-hmm. Okay. What's her name?
Her name is Michelle.
Michelle. Okay, so Father God, in the name of Jesus, what you know what the situation in this atmosphere. You know what deliverance they need. She's asking for
prayer of deliverance.
Prayer of deliverance. You know the type of deliverance that's needed in this atmosphere. You understand what's needed. You understand the complexity of the atmosphere of the situation. You know exactly what's needed. We don't have to know as long as you know. You understand. Give me the names, all seven names.
1 second. It is Michelle.
We're praying for Michelle's complete healing of her heart and her mind. What's the next name?
Phyllis Damon.
Phyllis Damon?
Uh-huh.
We're praying for Phyllis Damon. We're praying, Lord, for complete healing of the body and the spirit, complete healing and deliverance. The next name?
Avi Marsh.
We're praying for Avi Marsh. You understand what's happening in that atmosphere. You know the pressures in the mind. You understand the family situation. You are able to heal and deliver. What's the next name?
Mr. Avi Marsh.
And Mr. Ivy
Marsh.
Marsh.
I believe that's Ivy's husband. She just doesn't know his name.
Right, I get it. You understand who all these people are. You understand the triangles that are going on in that atmosphere. I don't know what that is. All I know is triangles. I don't know what's... Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
Ashima Kate.
Ashima Kate?
Mr. Shima Kate.
Mr. Shima Kate. Father, you understand the depths of deliverance that's needed here. You understand the complexities of the healing that must take place. You and you alone can provide complete healing. What's the next name?
The last one is Shantae Wilson.
And Father, for Shantae Wilson, Father, you are able to remind them of where they came from, and you're able to refresh their or renew their walk with you. Father, you are able to bring all of these atmospheres, all these situations, all of these souls into compliance with the Holy Spirit. You are able to deliver, bring about healing, bring about peace, bring about understanding, bring about calmness, bring about joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you have no joy in the Lord, you have no strength. Bring about the joy so that they will have strength and peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Good morning, Pastor. How you doing? Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Amen, amen. Happy, well, you know, amen. And yeah, you know, amen. Amen. What else we got?
Amanda.
Amanda.
She lives in New York with her mom.
Uh-huh.
And they are being harassed by the couple that lives above them. Due to the disturbance from the neighbors, they're having difficulty sleeping in peace. Amanda and her mom have both been confined to the house during the New York lockdown and is asking for healing and deliverance from anxiety.
Amen. Ignorant neighbors is a really bad thing to have. when you got people that just don't care about anything or anyone except their own atmosphere. Mm-hmm. That's a rough, tough neighborhood to be in. I don't care if you're in Beverly Hills or Bel Air. If you got ignorant neighbors, it doesn't matter. Amen. So I understand. So we're praying that the Lord. We're not praying, Lord, kill them. We're not doing that. Because sometimes, you know, that's the prayer that flows through your mind. Lord, can you do something with them? You know, but we're not going to ask the Lord to wipe them off the map. No. Maybe they just need a little education. Maybe, if they're in New York and they're on lockdown, the pastor said they might just be bored. You know, and I get that. And we handle boredom differently, you know. But we're going to be praying that the Lord will tweak your neighbors. Or sometimes, I'm not saying that this is the case here, but I'm saying sometimes instead of me praying for whoever I think is irritating me, sometimes I pray for me. Mm-hmm. Because maybe I'm bringing about, not you, neighbor. I mean, what's her name?
Her name is Amanda.
Not you, Amanda. I'm not talking about yours. I'm not talking about you. But I'm saying I would pray for me because, Lord, maybe I'm the cause of whatever. Amen. So, but for Amanda, I know that's a different story. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. I think maybe. I don't know. Yes. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. I'm getting old. Amen. So we're praying for Amanda that the Lord will bring peace in her atmosphere.
Yes.
Because you need your peace. You need, especially with all this that's going around the world, all these things that are happening, you need your peace.
Yes.
You need to be able to pray in peace. You need to be able to worship and minister to God in peace.
Yes.
You need to be able to have some peace somewhere. Amen.
Yes.
And so, and if they're bringing all kind of disturbance and all that in your place, what are they doing to other people? You know, and so we're going to be praying for your neighbors, that the Lord will bring about a change, that the Lord will do something that will bring peace in that atmosphere,
yes,
in all the places that are affected by these people, that the Lord will bring resolution and bring peace, whatever his perfect will is, that we'll be praying for. Amen?
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying. What's her name again?
Amanda.
And her daughter?
Amanda and her mother.
Amanda and her mother. Father, we're praying for Amanda and her mother. Father, we're praying that you would bring peace in that atmosphere.
Yes.
We understand what it's like to be around people that are self-absorbed and just don't care about other people. We understand how that is. But Father, we're asking that you would bring about peace, that you would send your angels to minister, or your warring angels to destroy the spirit that's causing these things to happen.
Yes.
Whatever is necessary, God, whatever is necessary to bring peace to this atmosphere, to these soldiers that are asking for prayer, and to the other people that are affected by this, Father, we're asking that you would bring peace.
Yes.
We're asking, Lord, that you would allow your spirit to hover around that atmosphere, that your warring angels will protect those that know who you are and have a relationship in you, that you will bring a resolution to this problem so that they will be able to live in peace in you. We pray these things in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Sherry is her name?
Amanda.
I'm sorry, Amanda. Please keep us posted as to what's happening, okay?
Amen.
Amen. I'm still thinking about the mom whose daughter, 34 weeks pregnant, that
mm-hmm.
fell.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all remember her name?
Yeah.
My list. Amen. I'm really concerned.
Yeah.
Amen. So I circled it. There it is.
Vicky,
your daughter, 34 weeks pregnant, last week she was in the hospital, right? Was she in the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Please let us know what's going on, Vicky. Please let us know. We really want to know about your daughter and the baby. Whenever you hear this, hit us up. If we're not live, email us. S4C Troops, TROOPS, @AOL.com. If you can't catch us live, hit me up. Let us know what's happening, because we got to keep praying for them. Just let the prayer warriors know that we want to keep them continually in the prayers.
Yes.
Amen. And let us know what's happening, please. Amen.
Amen.
All right. What else you got, Mom?
Candace is asking for a prayer of salvation over her daughter, Sarah, who is 40 years old.
Okay. Candace, that's a wonderful thing that you're asking for your daughter, salvation. Because I'm telling you, when you people fail to realize that you're not going to live to be 800 years old. I haven't met anybody yet 500 years old. The Bible says, once appointed unto man to die, and after that to judgment, you will leave here and you will meet God, period. You're going to leave here. You need to be ready when you leave, because you're going to meet the Almighty God, the one and only God, the true and living God. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I don't care. You can be an atheist your whole life. When you meet God, you won't be an atheist anymore. Right. You can be an unbeliever your whole life. When you meet God, you're going to believe it. You don't have to believe there's a heaven or hell while you're here. When you meet God, you're going to know there is a heaven and a hell. You can be an unbeliever right now, but when you meet God, there's nothing, I'm telling you, in the spirit realm, there is nothing but truth.
Amen.
There is only truth in the spirit. All the liars are here and in hell.
Yes.
That's what the liars are. When you get before God, it's all truth. That's why he said every knee shall bow. That's not a suggestion. He's telling you what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Every knee is going to bow down to God. Everybody that thinks they're Muslim, everybody thinks they're Catholic, everybody that thinks they're, what's some of them goofy things? Say it again.
Mormons.
Harry Kirsters, Christians. Yeah, them guys. Who else?
New age,
Oprahism, all them isms, all y'all gonna know. Let me tell you something about you isms. All you isms are gonna know that what you believed in your whole life was a big fat lie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And all that time you wasted isming, you could have gave your life to Christ. Am I right? All them isms that you had your whole life was a waste of time. And that you could have given your life to Christ and you chose not to. And now you have to deal with the consequences that are happening because of your isms.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Can I get an amen for the isms?
Amen.
Thank you, Ryan. Amen. Thank you, wife. Amen. I'm going to hear about this in the car, huh?
I just want to say, you know, even though you may have all those isms, you still have time.
Now you have time.
Is acceptable time.
Yes.
You know, when you have been ministered to, and you've heard truth, it is your choice to receive truth.
Yes.
If you don't receive truth, that's your choice.
Yes.
But the consequences are also your
right.
choice.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. If you don't know Christ, what you got is an ism. Catholicism, what's her name? Oprahism.
Yeah.
She's trying to hurry me up, but I'm going to finish my isms. You got come on, y'all, some Harry Krishner isms, Jehovah Witnesses isms. Them are all isms, and none of them isms is going to get you into heaven. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Pastor Dre, am I right?
Amen.
You need Jesus. Abigail, you know I'm right. That's why you're laughing. Leslie, throw me an amen.
Amen.
Thanks, see, Leslie. Give me an amen. Amen.
Amen.
Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
That's what's going to happen. Guaranteed, when you get into the heaven, into the next, in the spirit realm, God says this is what's going to happen. So you either honor God now, while it'll do you some good, or you're going to give him the honor that he deserves anyway when you get your sentence. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, Abigail, where was I going? What was I talking about before this?
You were praying for Candace's daughter.
Oh, amen. So I'm praying for Candace's daughter. Pastor, I heard you over there. I think sometimes she thinks she's doing it in her head,
yeah.
But it ain't. But it, it ain't in her head. It's all out here. I know you thought you said that, but I love my family. I love my family. She's like, no, I knew what I was doing.
Right.
Amen. So we want to pray for Candace's daughter.
Yes.
Amen. Relationship with God is paramount. You cannot, and it's not just knowing God's name or hearing about God or believing that there is a God, because demons believe that there's a God. They know. They never met God, but they know that there is a God. The fallen angels have met God. They know who God is. But the children of the fallen angels, they've never personally met God, but they know that there is a God. They trust that there is a God. And so just because you know that there is a God don't make you godly. It just means you know something. Now, what you gonna do about what you know? Amen. Now that you got the information, what you gonna do? Now that you got the money, how you gonna spend it? That's what's important, right? Yes. Amen. So we want to pray that her daughter has a relationship with God. And if she doesn't, that she will realize that she needs it. She's 40. I don't care. She has time. The Bible says tomorrow is not promised. Every breath you take is another breath closer to not maybe not having another one. There are a lot of people that took their last breath and they didn't realize that that was the last one. Amen? Amen. We want to pray for her. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying that you would touch that daughter's mind, that you would help her to understand. I so believe that the mother has tried to teach or minister to that daughter, and the daughter, for some reason, has not yet received you. But Father, I believe my heart that she has tried to minister to them and to others, and we're standing in the gap with her. We're asking that you would bring about healing of that heart and that mind, that you would bring about healing and deliverance, that you would help her to understand that she needs you while there's time. The Bible tells us while it is yet day, because night's coming where no man can work. There's going to come a time where no one will have the ability to accept God, because the end of time will have come, or the end of their time will have come. And they won't have the ability to accept God, because you'll be in the presence of God. And so we're praying, Lord, that she will accept the word of God, that she will accept Christ for who he said he is, while she still has time. Happy Mother's Day, Erica. While she still has time, while there's still blood flowing through her veins, while the spirit of grace is still with us, while your power is still among us, that she will accept you as her Lord and Savior. We give you praise, Lord, and we magnify you. Forgive her of any sin and unrighteousness, that she will come to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. What you got, Pastor Nicole?
Okay, so an update on Vicky's daughter. She's actually heading back to the hospital.
Vicky's daughter. Oh, the 34.
Yes.
Okay.
So she's having pain in her ligaments and contractions, but no progress.
Okay.
So we want to keep praying for her.
So that part of her, did her water break a little bit?
A little bit, yes. They sent her home, and now she's heading back.
Okay. All right. So Vicky, okay. And so, and the baby's still, as far as they know, everything is still okay.
Yes.
All right. So I want to add her to our, yes. Amen, amen. I need you to keep us posted, Vicky, right?
Yeah.
Vicky, keep us posted of the progress. So the prayers, so that saints can direct their prayers specifically, instead of a general prayer for healing and deliverance for her and the baby and peace for the family, that we can pinpoint the prayer. Amen. That makes sense, right?
Yes.
Amen. So if we're not being nosy, we want to help. And so keep us posted. I gave the email address. Asia, give her my email address again and keep us posted. Let us know how things are going. That way, when we're offline, you can still communicate with us. And if you need to talk to some of the pastors or ministers, let me know. We can forward you. We can hook you up to whoever you need to talk to. Amen.
Yes.
And if anything you need for the baby, let us know.
Amen.
Amen. I love this, being able to talk to them as if though they were sitting right here.
Right.
Is that awesome?
Yes.
That's awesome what the enemy thought YouTube was going to be. I bet he never thought that we'd be using it to save souls.
Amen.
I bet he never thought in his little pea brain that this would be used for healing and deliverance. Amen. I bet he never thought when he set this up. See, y'all think Satan is almighty, all-knowing. He's not. He's just been here a long time. He make you think he know everything. He has a whole lot he don't know. And he can only do what God allows him to do.
Right.
Get the 101 book. I'll show you. I can prove to you,
yes,
that he can only do what God allows him to do.
Right.
We can prove it. It's in scripture. Ask for the book.
Yes.
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 Amen.
It's free.
Yes.
Even the postage is free.
Amen. Amen. You got a commercial today, right?
Amen.
And you're supposed to do something. During prayer and maybe during.
Give me time.
I'm going to give you time. I'm going to give you time. I'm going to give you time. Well, let's watch rock and roll.
Right. Linda is asking for prayer. Okay, so this is in detail.
Okay.
For her cousin Elaine, who's 77. She has six of seven stages of Alzheimer's. She's unable to drink for a while. She has body function issues, hallucination, bed sores, and is unsteady on her feet. Her husband, who was 81 years old, is stressed out, obviously.
Huh, yes.
They have two sons who are worried about them, but Linda, she's not sure of their salvation at all.
Mm.
She's asking for prayer for her husband as well, Dennis. He has a poor perception of God. He continues to reject God, but he does not think he's lost, nor does he think he has a soul.
He doesn't think he have a soul?
Correct. I'm gonna skip some of the details because there's
yes,
a lot.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, okay.
That's gonna be on the list that you print up for me, right?
Yes.
Okay.
In addition, she's asking for prayer for her brother-in-law, Peter, who has Parkinson's disease and continues to deny God.
Oh.
Her niece, Holly, and nephew, Rob, who does not want to hear anything about God. Marissa, who is Holly's daughter, is into witchcraft.
Oh.
Her sister-in-law, Marty, is open to the Bible, but she knows very little, so she's praying that she learns more about God.
Yes.
And her aunt, Betty, who rejects the Lord, she's 96 years old, living in retirement in isolation.
And she rejects God?
Yes.
Just reject?
Yes.
What's her name?
This is Linda.
Linda. So Linda, this is what I'm going to do. They're going to print up this for me. Look at that beautiful boy. They're going to print this up for me. I'm going to be praying for this point by point.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
All right. Amen. I'm going to be praying for each item listed here because I don't want to do this online because the prayer that this needs attention, not just a quick prayer.
Right.
And so I'm going to pray a general prayer over your atmosphere and over your family and over the members of the people that you've sent. And then I'm going to pray specifically in detail for what you sent. Amen.
Amen.
And then I'm also going to ask the prayer team if they will add this to their prayers as they pray for the members of the body of Christ. Amen.
As well.
Yes. All right. So her name is Linda?
Her name is Linda.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for this family that has such a great need. And even those that disclaim you or those that disown you or for those that hate you or for those that refuse to accept you, we're praying for that family. We're praying for healing and deliverance of the minds. Father, we pray there's so many things that are going on in that atmosphere that it's too numerous to pray at this moment. But we're praying, Lord, that you would send a prayer, that you send a spirit of deliverance, at least in, what's her name, Linda?
Linda.
At least starting in Linda's home. And that it can spread out, Father. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for healing. We're praying for knowledge. We're praying for understanding. We're praying, Father. We're praying. And we will continue. Linda, I want you to know if you need to talk to somebody, listen, if you feel like you are alone or you feel like you have no one that you can talk with that understands where you are in the spirit, contact me, S4CTroops. @AOL.com. Put in brotherly love. Put in the subscription. What is it?
In the subject matter,
brotherly love. And you will have somebody that you can talk to. You will have somebody that can minister to you that will help you. And if you need prayer, we have people that will pray with you. You are not alone. I'm telling you, whether you're calling from California, Africa, London, wherever you're calling from, Egypt, Germany, wherever you're calling from.
Space station.
If they've got email on the space station and you want prayer, we'll pray.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be able to send you any flyers or anything,
we
but we can pray for you. Amen.
We'll,
We'll pray for you. You're not by yourself. We'll pray for you. Amen. All right, what else you have?
Wendy is asking for prayer over her
Happy Mother's Day.
She's asking for a prayer of salvation over her children. She has a son who lives in Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and he has very bad brain injury from separate incidences.
Oh.
One time he actually died and came back.
Oh.
Daughter who lives in Oregon,
mm-hmm.
she's an atheist, and there is a witchcraft attack from the family regarding her.
The daughter is an atheist.
Yes.
And witches are attacking our
the
sister here.
Regarding because of the daughter. That's all she says. I don't know how to explain it.
All right. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to be praying for that in detail too.
Okay.
I'm going to be praying for that in detail too. What's her name again?
Her name is Wendy.
Wendy, I'm going to pray for that in detail. We're going to be praying against the witches. Because we've got a prayer team here that can pray against some witches and pray healing and deliverance where it's needed. We will be praying. We will be praying. I need you to keep us posted as to what's happening. We will be praying. Y'all, take it easy or take it outside. We will be praying. We will be praying, okay? Because when people are praying against people that are trying to serve God, that's an attack against the body of Christ. And we won't stand for that. We're not going to sit down idly and just watch it happen to any of the members of the body of Christ. Amen. And so I will be praying for that in detail. And we will be praying for you. Her name again is?
Wendy.
Wendy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for Wendy and her family. We're praying covering over her family against any demonic attack. We're praying that you would heal and deliver, that you would guard them from anything that is not like you, that you would fight the battles, that we will stand in the gap for her and with her, and that we will do whatever is necessary to help bring about healing and deliverance. Father, we're asking that you would send your warring angels to protect them, those that believe. Protect those that want to be protected and heal those that desire to be healed. In Jesus' name we're praying, amen and amen. Oh, and he's got five separate injuries?
Three separate injuries.
Three separate injuries.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So this just came in. It's Mitzi asking for prayer over her nephew Tim, who was shot in the back, and he's unsaved.
Oh my goodness. Tim that was shot in the back. And he's unsaved. First of all, to the young man that God brought back. He died and God brought them back. Good morning. Say Happy Mother's Day, Joanna.
Thank you.
For God that brought him back from the prayer before.
From Wendy.
From Wendy. God's giving you another chance for deliverance, another chance for healing. God allowed you to come back and you weren't saved when you left the first time. That's an opportunity for healing and deliverance. Take that hat off while you come in here, son. Take that hat off. That's an opportunity for healing and deliverance.
Yes.
Now, this person.
Yes, Mitzi.
Mitzi.
For her nephew Tim.
For your nephew Tim that got shot in the back, but you're still here.
Yes.
That's an opportunity for you to receive Christ. Don't let this opportunity go to waste.
Come on.
Because you are one of few that get another chance.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
You are one of few that get another chance. Happy Mother's Day. And so we want to pray for that. What, Mitzi?
Yes.
Father God, and Tim, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Mitzi, if you need some ministry material for Tim, we will gladly send you whatever you need to help minister to him. And we have a men's prayer group that will gladly pray with him or for him. Amen. You are not alone in this situation. We will help you. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Mitzi and
Tim.
You are Pastor, can y'all get ready for the... Communion. We're going to make the communion quick. We're going to have communion right after this prayer. The Mitzi and Tim, mm-hmm. Father, you understand what's needed. You understand the problem that they're dealing with. You understand that battle. God, you gave him another chance. Even though they shot him in the back, he didn't die, which means he has an opportunity to receive you. He has an opportunity to say yes to you, but maybe he's not knowledgeable. The Bible says my people err for the lack of knowledge. Maybe he doesn't have the right, the correct knowledge to understand who you are and how much he needs you. And so, Father, we're praying in the name of Jesus for healing and deliverance, not just of the flesh, but of the mind and the spirit, so that he will understand that he needs you. He needs you now more than ever. He needs you.
Yes, Lord.
You've given him another opportunity. Help him to understand that he may not get another chance. And not to allow this opportunity to go to waste. Healing and deliverance. Forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness. Bless their minds so that they'll know who you are. Yeah. So that they will enter into eternity in peace.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. If you're taking communion, I need you to come up front. Amen. Pastor, what else you got?
Okay. So I have two testimonies and one more prayer.
Okay.
Or update. So Destina is updating us on Nathan, you know, our little brother.
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow he's going in for MRI just to check to make sure everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also her daughter has been experiencing swelling and bruising of the knee, and the doctors have no idea what's causing it.
Really?
Yes. I guess she saw a surgeon and they don't know what's causing it. So she's asking for a continued prayer over them.
Okay. I'm going to be praying over, what's the daughter's name? Or she didn't get the daughter's name?
She didn't give it, but I have it. I just have
to. Okay. And what's her name?
Destina.
Destina. Okay. So Destina, we're going to be praying for you. We're going to be praying for our little brother, and we're definitely going to be praying for our daughter.
Amen.
Amen. The doctors may not know, but God knows.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. The doctors may not know, but God knows. And we're going to be praying over that family. Father, we're praying healing, and we're praying deliverance, power and understanding for this warrior's family. We're praying she's not alone.
Yes.
We are here. We're praying for healing and deliverance. You said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. We're following your commands. We're standing in the gap. We're praying for those that are in need of prayer. Let the healing go forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So two testimonies. A few weeks ago, we prayed over Amari, whose love, her love.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
She said, thank you for all your prayers. The accounts that were used to harass her and her boyfriend have been deleted.
Yes. Come on, y'all. I'm not the only one glad here. Thank you.
She wants to thank everyone at Soldiers for Christ. They really appreciate the prayer.
Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. What's her name again? That was her and Lovey.
Her love.
Amari and her love. I love that. And her lovey. Amen.
And then last week we prayed for a Sherry whose nephew was married live on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay, so this is what she says. She says she had asked for prayer after the family member had a satanic perform.
Mm-hmm.
The ceremony because she didn't want to watch it.
Right.
And then she anointed her house.
Yes.
That Sunday, which was last Sunday.
That's a family with witchcraft and all that. The yes. Family members. Yeah.
Yes. So last Sunday, which is the Sunday we prayed,
mm-hmm.
She went to the store and was in a car accident, which totaled her car. It happened 1 minute before Pastor Man went into prayer. She was taken to the hospital, but God. Is what she said.
Oh, here we go.
She said, "What Satan meant for evil,
yes.
God turned around for good."
Yes.
Her son is fine. He's a little sore. She checked out and was released with simple bruises on her ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she's writing this day that her son and I have very little pain.
Praise God. The enemy tried to take her out for asking for prayer to deliver her family from witchcraft. The enemy is a liar, and he knows that prayer is a threat.
Yes.
He knows that prayer is a threat. The enemy knows that if you get some anointed prayer warriors on my track, I'm in trouble.
Yes.
Let's see if we can nip this in the bud. And he lost again. You probably get a way better car anyow.
Yes.
But the healing and the deliverance. You are victorious. What's her name again?
Sherry.
Sherry, you are victorious, and so is your son. You have the victory in Jesus' name. You have the victory.
Yes.
God, You have the victory. Good morning, Minister T. You have the victory in the name of Jesus. God, the victory is yours. The enemy is scared of the prayers. That's why he don't want you praying, because he's scared. Amen. And that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to work out. You're not supposed to be scared of the enemy. You're not playing offense. Right. Offense is when you going. Defense is when you block fighting them off. Offense is when you're going after them.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all can tell I'm a real football fan. Amen. 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 I'm not running from the enemy. I'm geared up, packed up, and I'm running to him, because I don't want him anywhere near my family. I don't want him anywhere near my home. And so I'm going into his territory, what he calls his, and I'm fighting for the people of God.
Amen.
You don't wait until the enemy come to your house and then try to fight. You go where he's hiding out and you blow up the camp.
Amen.
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 You go where he's sneaking around and you blow up the bridge. You don't wait until he come to your house and you're like, okay, everybody get your stick. Everybody get your stick so we can fight. I got cannons that big. I'm going to blow somebody up. That's how you go about it. That's how you do. You don't wait till the enemy come to you. You find out where he is and you go to him. You take the fight to him, because greater is he that's in us than anything that's in the world. What you running from? God, you've got God. What you running from? Amen. You know what the enemy loves? Scary Christians. He loves scary, nervous Christians. I don't know, Lord. I don't know. He beat him up pretty good last time. I don't know, Lord. Shut up. Just get gone. I don't want you on my team. You go over there. Because if you got scary cats on your team and fire breaks out, you don't know if you can trust them or not. They're probably gonna be somewhere hiding.
Amen.
While you on the front line fighting, you don't want no scary chicken on your team. I'm not saying you're not saying. I'm just saying I don't want you on my team. You go over there. Nobody else want it either.
No.
I need. Look, you stay back there with the stick. We'll keep them from shooting you until you get some guts. Amen. You and your stick go back there. We'll do the fighting until it's all. Victory is yours in the name of Jesus. Was that it?
That was it.
Amen. All right. So now do your thing right quick, because I want it done.
All right.
Okay.
So I was watching this on online earlier, and this mother was talking to children about bullying, the young children, and I thought that it was very important, but it's so much more than just bullying. Because we know that the power of life and death is in the tongue.
Uh-huh.
So this is what she explained. This piece of paper represents a person, okay?
Put your name in here.
I would like for you guys to start shouting out insults to this person.
Ugly.
Anyone else? Yeah. Anyone else?
Unworthy.
Anyone else?
No good.
Anyone else?
Your breath stank.
Every insult to a person does this to their spirit. It does this to them, right? To their their confidence. Now, apologize to that person.
I'm sorry your breath stinks.
Sorry.
Forgive me.
You are worthy.
You are
worthy.
Amen. God created you to love him and to be loved.
Is this paper fixed?
No.
Because even though we apologize, the harm of the insult still lingers. And it takes more than apology to correct what words have destroyed.
Yeah.
So this is why our words are important. How we speak to our children, how we speak to one another.
Yeah.
As Christians, how we minister is important. Because even though you may go, oops, I said that wrong.
Yeah.
Your apology does not correct the damage that the insult has done. There is life and death in the power of a tongue.
Amen.
Please choose life. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
That's something that you can teach. That's something that you can actually teach your children.
Yeah.
Amen. Because now the only way that's going to get straightened out is if God do it.
Amen.
God is the only one that can heal that paper, that person. He's the only one. And God's got to go through and undo
or resolve all the damage that you've caused just because you got loose lips. Amen. And that's not, we're not talking about the world. We're talking about the church. I mean, it applies to everybody, but especially in the church.
Yes.
Amen. Because I'm telling you, if you want to get hurt, sometimes the church is the best place to go. Yes. Cut you up like Swiss cheese.
Amen.
And then blame it on Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. And so there's more glasses in there, and you guys know. Amen. So we want to go ahead to if you're taking communion with us, if you don't have any wine or you don't have any grape juice, that's okay. Get a little glass, and you can use water, because Christ is what? The living water. And so what would better represent, because the wine or the juice simply represents the blood. But if you don't have anything to represent the blood, you can have something that represents Christ, the living water. Amen, somebody. Amen. And so just get, and if you have a little saltine cracker, if you don't have any unleavened bread or any wafers or anything like that, just get you a little piece of cracker. Saltine, any kind of cracker will do. If you don't have that, get you a piece of bread, because God is what? The bread of life. Amen. So just get you a little piece of bread, and God, because God is the bread of life. Amen. And you're set. What you must do is, before you take this communion, because we're doing this representing what Christ did for us, you cannot have any hatred in your heart. You cannot have any hatred against anyone in your heart. Good morning, brother. Awesome to see you. If there is any unforgiveness in your heart, you must not take this communion with unforgiveness in your heart. If there's any unforgiveness, take this moment now to give it to God, to ask for forgiveness, because to ask God to forgive you for holding on to unforgiveness. Because forgiveness, if you can't forgive, you cannot be forgiven.
Amen.
And if you're not forgiven, you can't enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Did y'all follow that?
Amen.
If you cannot forgive anyone, you cannot be forgiven. And guess what? That includes you.
Yes.
Because a lot of people will forgive everybody on the planet, but they won't forgive themselves.
Amen.
So you have to forgive. I didn't say you have to forget it. Somebody poke your eye out. Every time you peek through that hole, you're going to remember they poked your eye out. So it's going to be hard to forgive. It's going to be hard to forget that. Right? Say something, David.
Amen.
Amen. So the Bible, I've never read the Bible many times where it says you have to forget. God is the only one that can forget. He cast it into sea of forgetfulness, never to arise no more. God is the only one that can forget, but you can forgive.
Yes.
All right? And if you're having trouble with it, Lord, I'm going to forgive them through the power and the blood of you, because I cannot do this on my own, but I need you to help me, because this is a struggle.
Yeah.
Somebody chop off your leg, you're going to be mad. You're going to be mad for a long time. You know, Lord, forgive me for... Lord, go ahead, Pastor. I know you want to amen. Lord, you know, forgiveness can be tough. Forgiveness can be tough. Making a track and a dot. Forgiveness can be tough. And you need the Lord to help you forgive them. Amen?
Amen.
Because you want to be forgiven. Because you want to enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. And so all of that was that part. Did it cut off on us?
No.
Oh, okay. Amen. So, amen. Because sometimes the enemy get mad and try to turn off the TV, and then that's the way that is. So I'm not going to read 27. So I'm going to start at 23. So take a moment. Ryan, somebody at the door?
No.
Okay. So take a moment. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. Ask him to help you to forgive. And he may not help you to forget, because if you forget, sometimes if we forget, we stand a chance of redoing it again and again and again. So some things we need to remember, but we don't want to be hostile in our remembering.
Amen.
Amen. Because hostility brings about unforgiveness.
Amen.
Amen. Or it can. So 1 Corinthians 12 and 23. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." I need you to take whatever you have, wafer, bread, cracker, whatever you have, and hold it in your hand with me while I pray.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for what this bread represents. Your body, which went through so much and was broken for our sin, because of our sins. You committed no sins, but you carried the sins of the world. The sins of past, present, and future. You covered my sins before I was even born. And I am grateful for what you've done. And I don't want to misrepresent you in any way. And the Bible says, as often as you eat this, you do show his death, or you witness, or you testify, or you say that I am a part of Christ by taking this. I do not want to take this in sin. Forgive us of all sins and unrighteousness. Cleanse our hearts and our minds as we take this communion. Let us break together and let us eat. In the same manner, he took the cup, saying, this is the cup. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. He did away with the law. Happy Mother's Day. He did away with the law. He did away with the law on the cross. The law was fulfilled. It was not destroyed. It was fulfilled. Yes. He fulfilled the law. Now I'm giving you a new contract, a new agreement. Amen?
Amen.
All right. He says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This is the new covenant, the new promise. Signed by Christ in blood. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you, those that are taking communion now and those that will take it later, as we stand before you with our hearts and our minds on thee, we recognize what you did on the cross, that your precious blood was shed on the cross, and that you shed your blood for my sins that I've committed in my lifetime. And we thank you and we give honor and respect for what you did. I don't want sins to discolor what you've done. So I ask forgiveness of my sin, and I ask that you would continue to cleanse me daily as I walk through this, as we represent you and your blood on the cross with this wine. Let us drink together. And if you go on, the scripture says, and the rest I will set in order when I come. We give God praise and we magnify him for all that he's did. I'm sorry, we are out of time. Contact us through email, chat rooms. If you need anything from us, we have an 800 number that you can call. We have an 800 number. We have an 800-877-something-something-something. 877 Don't tell me, it's on here. It's on here, ain't it on here? 877-426-9778. Or email us at s4ctroops@aol.com. We'll do everything we can for you. If you need any material, I think Pastor Drea is gonna talk to you about materials and stuff today. But anyway, either in the cloud or in the crowd, preferably in the crowd, but if I must, I'll see you next Sunday in God's name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cloud party, girl. Yes, sir.
You said cloud.